Something of a conundrum, I guess you'd call it, with the ETS is that usually the companies that are trading the permits aren't the ones who are making the purchasing decisions. So in our example, we had Glass and Paper. They are in control of their own emissions and they're the ones trading the permits. But think about a petrol company. The fuel importer is the one who has the purchase obligation or the surrender obligation on ETS permits. But in the end, it's the owners of vehicles about three steps down the chain from the fuel importer who actually is deciding how many litres of petrol to buy. So in some sense, the fuel importer isn't in control of the decision making. They simply have to purchase the number of permits equal to however many litres of petrol, however many tonnes of petrol or tonnes of emissions associated with their petrol consumers have decided to buy. So the system, in the end, the decision making and the judgment and the exercise of preference sits with the end consumer, which is generally not this person who's buying and selling the emissions permits. Now that degree, that separation doesn't really change anything. Those end consumers aren't haggling over the price of permits, that's for sure. Those end consumers are price takers. But in the end, the ETS, there is a feedback loop there, which is that the ETS will keep raising the price of permits, or permit prices will be bid up, however high it takes to eventually convince consumers and businesses confronted with the ETS adjusted prices of the goods they're consuming to change their behaviour and reduce emissions.